name and just on that piece. But
did you ever take maybe mix it up with cornmeal or anything like that? What'd you call that?
At this time that thing got bottomed, but I know they had the few women folks could fix up certain stuff with liver and mix it all up there.
They stir it up with cornmeal, maybe let it get cold, and then cut it up and fry it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, slice it and fry it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What'd they call that?
Well, that was just,
scrapple or?
Yeah, I guess that must be what it was.
You ever remember anybody calling it that? Don't remember it, okay.
No, I can't. I can't remember that.
Yeah, would you ever make anything out of the blood of the hog?
The blood? Let me see.
With the hog blood?
At the time, see, it's different section did more about it than I was raised up with, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was raised up in a common wedding, and a whole lot more that I don't know.
Yeah.
But at first, my knowledge about it, well, we just kill a hog and then bread and the blood run off. That's all I was raised up with mostly.
Well, now, if you kept your meat too long, you say your meat did what?
Spoil. Yeah. And what's called tame. It's spoiled, but it's spoiled away, then somebody might take a little bite of it and go, oh, this meat's tame, but that means spoiled, see?
I see. Again, yeah. Now, the butter got what? The butter, you say the butter got?
Well, the butter, same way about butter, when it get old, well, it what's called spoiled too.
Rank?
Yeah, rank. And because we didn't have no ice box and stuff like that, and so and we just had to make it fresh, and after it got old, we had to eat it and throw it away, you see.
Okay. And, you ever hear somebody say the butter got froey or?
Croy?
No, froey. Rank? What'd you say?
Rank.
What would you say the butter got? Rank? Did you ever hear that?
Well.
Rancid or?
Yeah, in other words, got stale or rank. Yeah, that's what I call it, but. Kind of feel like.
I see. Okay. Well, now, we were talking about what would you use to pour water from a big wide thing into maybe a little narrow mouth bottle. It was kind of a thing that went like this.
Mm-hmm.
Got smaller.
You can pour water from
it. Pour anything, you could use.
Call it a furrow.
A what?
A furrow.
Okay, all right.
A furrow, yeah, that's all right.
Now, you used to
put it down in. Put it down in there. I got one out there in my car. I keep that one a long time. But and you see the mouth, the bottle may be small, but that furrow, it's made smaller like that. Go in there, it appears wide. You just pour it in there.
I see.
Yeah, I got one of them. I keep that one of them now.
Now, the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time, you'd call out of what?
Well, we call it an old bushel. Most usually we use bushel.
Huh?
Well, yeah, bushel, of corn.
Mm-hmm. Your mother used to tell you maybe go out and bring in a what of wood.
If you had to bring any arm or hand, of course, if we haul out of woods out with a wagon,
yeah.
And then if you chop it up in the yard, well, you have to bring it in. Bring your arm load of wood. That means stack it up there in your arm and bring it in the house and throw it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when your wife was carrying the washing to hang out on the line, she'd use a what?
She used the back there, they had what's called old paddle board.
She carried it in a what? In a basket?
Yeah, something to call it something else, seemed like, but that's
a basket, huh?
Yeah, it must be a basket. Seemed like we call it something that must be a basket, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we had tubs and basket too, at that time. But,
yeah. Did
some kind of container like that.